Okay, so you know Saint-Tropez, right?
Yeah.
Sun celebrities, yachts galore.
Right.
But our deep dive today, we're going beyond the glitz.
Okay.
To uncover the beating heart of Saint-Tropez's maritime soul, the Société Nautique de Saint-Tropez.
Interesting.
Or SNST for short. Founded in 1899, this isn't just some yacht club.
Okay.
It's a living time capsule, preserving the spirit of sailing in a place that's seen it all.
It really is fascinating how they've managed to maintain that connection to their roots while also embracing the modern era. That's what's so captivating about the SNST.
And they're not just about providing a posh harbor for the wealthy.
Oh, absolutely not.
Our sources paint this picture of the SNST nestled right in the heart of that iconic port as a guardian of maritime history. With over 500 members, it clearly strikes a chord with a pretty diverse group of people.
It does. And you know what strikes me is how they parallel those other historical societies we often hear about.
Right.
The ones dedicated to preserving cultural legacies.
Yeah.
But there's something different about the SNST.
What's that?
Their focus on sailing.
Uh-huh.
It infuses this active dynamic energy.
I see.
They're not just dusting off artifacts in a museum.
Right.
They're keeping traditions alive out on the water.
That's a great point. And speaking of keeping traditions alive, we've got to talk about Le Voile de Saint-Tropez.
Oh, absolutely.
Picture this. Over 300 vessels. Sleek, modern racing yachts sharing the water with these grand classic beauties, all competing in the same week-long regatta.
It's quite the spectacle. But Le Voile, it's more than just a race, you see. It truly embodies the SNST's core mission, forming a bridge between the past and the present. You see these vintage yachts, some over a century old, gliding alongside the most cutting-edge designs.
Wow.
It's this powerful reminder that innovation doesn't require discarding history.
I love that. Innovation doesn't require discarding history. And you know, it's interesting because I learned that Le Voile wasn't always called that.
Oh, is that right?
It was once known as La Nuit Largue. Any insights on that name change?
Yeah, so La Nuit Largue, it's actually quite interesting. It was the name of a nearby island and the original course for the race.
Okay.
But as time went on, as the event grew and evolved, they opted for a more encompassing name, Le Voile de Saint-Tropez, which I think better reflects the regatta's spirit and its scope.
That makes sense. But it wasn't just a branding change, was it?
I don't think so, no.
It sounds like it reflects a deeper shift in how the SNST views its role.
It does. The name change, it actually coincided with a very deliberate effort to expand the event's focus beyond just pure competition.
Interesting.
Yes, it's a race, but it's also a celebration of maritime heritage, craftsmanship, and the enduring allure of sailing.
So it's not just about crossing the finish line first.
No, not at all.
It's about appreciating the artistry.
Absolutely.
And history woven into every sail and spar.
Into the very fabric of the event. And this reverence for the past, it's not just confined to Le Voile.
Oh.
The SNST is actively involved in restoring historic vessels.
Really?
Like the Saint-Maxime.
What's that?
A traditional fishing boat,
mm-hmm.
integral to the region's maritime heritage.
Wow.
This hands-on approach to preservation, it really sets them apart.
It does. It's one thing to put a vintage yacht on display.
Right.
It's quite another to get it seaworthy again and actually sail it. But they don't just focus on the past, do they?
They don't, no.
Tell me about their dedication to nurturing the next generation of sailors.
Well, this is where their French sailing school accreditation comes into play.
Okay.
They're not just throwing kids in boats and hoping for the best.
Right.
They've developed very structured programs for all ages and skill levels, from basic seamanship all the way to competitive racing tactics.
So whether you're a complete novice who gets seasick just looking at a bathtub, or you're dreaming of Olympic glory, the SNST has a program for you.
Exactly. They nurture a lifelong love of sailing. And that's really what it's about, ensuring those traditions and skills are passed on.
And it makes you think, in our tech-obsessed world.
It does.
There's something so grounding about that.
Right.
About learning to navigate by the stars, harness the wind.
It's about resilience, teamwork, problem solving.
Right.
You know, you're out in the open water, something goes wrong. You can't just Google a solution.
Right.
You got to rely on your wits, your crewmates.
Wow.
Those are invaluable life skills, wouldn't you say?
Totally. It's that blend of tradition, adventure, personal growth. No wonder the SNST attracts such a global community.
It does.
Our sources mention these events, the Coupe de Printemps, the Brevard Cup, the Trophée Bailly de Suffren. They sound incredibly elegant.
They do have a certain je ne sais quoi.
They do.
And they attract sailors from all walks of life.
Really?
They get seasoned skippers who've circumnavigated the globe,
wow,
alongside families who were just dipping their toes into the world of sailing for the first time.
That's amazing.
It's a fascinating mix of camaraderie and competition.
Now, I know when you picture sailing, those magnificent, often quite large yachts come to mind.
Right.
As beautiful as they are, it does make you wonder about the environmental impact.
Of course.
How does an organization like the SNST, known for these resource-intensive activities, navigate that balance?
It's a crucial question.
It is.
And I'm glad to say it's one that the SNST takes very seriously.
Okay.
They've committed to eco-responsible practices.
Good.
Not just within their own operations, but as a leading voice within the sailing community.
So they're not just talking the talk.
No, they're definitely walking the walk.
When it comes to sustainability.
Exactly. They're focused on reducing waste during their events, promoting sustainable sailing techniques, even encouraging the use of eco-friendly materials in boat construction.
Really? So, like, what?
Well, for example, instead of relying solely on traditional fiberglass, which can be quite polluting to manufacture, they're promoting the use of alternative materials, like flax fiber composites.
Flax fiber?
Yes, for building and repairing boats.
That's amazing.
It is quite something, isn't it?
So they're using this age-old material, flax, but in this innovative, sustainable way. Talk about bridging past and present.
Exactly. And that's not all.
Mm.
They're also advocating for alternative fuels and energy sources, like biofuels and solar power, for powering boats and event infrastructure.
It's like they're saying, look, we love sailing. We love the sea. And that means taking responsibility for protecting it for future generations.
And that message resonates.
Yeah.
They're setting a powerful example for other sailing organizations worldwide. It's not just about winning the race. It's about ensuring the race can continue for years to come.
It is a team effort.
Absolutely.
They're not just relying on their own knowledge either.
No.
I read they're partnering with marine biologists, environmental organizations, really tapping into those expert perspectives to make a tangible difference.
They recognize that tackling a complex issue like sustainability requires collaboration, a willingness to learn and adapt.
It's a good reminder for all of us, right?
It is,
that we can all make more mindful choices. So as we approach the final leg of our deep dive into the Société Nautique de Saint-Tropez, what stands out to you the most? What's the key takeaway for our listener today?
For me, it's that they're not afraid to get their hands dirty. You know, they're not just sitting in a boardroom making decisions.
Right.
They're out there restoring boats, organizing races, promoting sustainability. It's really impressive.
They're definitely hands-on, and they're not afraid to challenge the status quo, and that's something I admire.
Me too. So for our listener who might be thinking, okay, this is all fascinating, but what does it mean for me? Why should I care about a yacht club in Saint-Tropez, especially if I've never even set foot on a sailboat?
That's a fair point.
Right.
But I think what the SNST shows us is that no matter where we are in the world, we can all be part of something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah. It's about finding those things we're passionate about and then using that passion to make a positive impact.
So it's not just about sailing. It's about finding your own way to contribute to a better future.
Exactly. Whether that's through environmental activism, community engagement, or supporting the arts, it all matters.
It does. And I think that's a really powerful message, especially in today's world. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by all the challenges we're facing.
Absolutely.
But the SNST reminds us that even small actions can make a difference.
And that collective action can create real change.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of the Société Nautique de Saint-Tropez. Thanks for joining us.